Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And Rochelle Prunty, who is the general manager of River Valley Co-op. And Natasha Latour, who is the marketing manager for River Valley Co-op and also named after one of the five first growth Bordeaux's. One of the most delicious and expensive wines in the world, Natasha Latour. And River Valley Co-op is a co-op and is one of the great local hero and business success stories over the last decade in the Pioneer Valley. For many years, people were fundraising and raising money because they wanted a co-op in Northampton. And you have met and wildly exceeded expectations in the midst of the worst economic crisis that our country has faced since the Great Depression. Talk about a little bit of the numbers behind the success.
I'm really just so grateful that we were able to come together and pull it off. We thought it was going to work. We thought we had a good plan. Within 3 years, we blew our 10-year sales projections out of the water. And now we're
your 10-year sales projections.
Yes.
In 3 years, you opened 8 years ago. 2008 happened in the middle of all of this stuff. And still met and exceeded it.
Yes. In our eighth year, we're more than double what we had expected to hit by 10 years. We're at 25 million. We still have like 150 more customers coming in the door every day, more members every year that are who owns the store, more local farmers, more local food. Actually, some of the people that started the co-op were some of the same people that worked on launching CISA. So the connection with the purpose for supporting local farmers is just really core. You know, our first year, about 20% of our wholesale purchases were local. By the second year, we got up to 30%. And as we've grown, we've maintained that like 30% of our purchases are coming from local farmers. So,
and I hate to keep touting my extreme left-wing agenda, but the idea that essentially this socialist form of capitalism is way more successful than other traditional business models, no matter what happened to have been going on with Wall Street. And that is testament in my mind that the community believing in the community and supporting the community is actually good for business. Would you agree, Rochelle?
Absolutely. And I think, like, we don't know what would have happened if the economy would have been great when we opened.
Yeah.
But seeing what happened, I do think we're reflective and people started to think, what do we care about?
Mm-hmm. There's something about a hard time or hard times where people get more clear about their priorities. Putting food on your table is a pretty high priority. Understanding that you can be helping other people in your community by how you buy your food and supporting, you know, a store that is based on community ownership just makes it more clear to people that they're thinking and investing in what they love to call home.
Do you mean that despite the hard times, we can get through them if we work together? That's almost too hopeful, Phil Corman from CISA and Rochelle Prunty from River Valley Co-op. She's the general manager. How many people are members of River Valley Co-op? Natasha?
8,500.
Wow, that's a lot. And the thing that's interesting about the way that your co-op also runs is that you essentially pay dividends when they're available in actual money. Is that true?
It's like getting a rebate on your groceries at the end of the year when we're profitable. So we made like about a 3% profit. So at the end of the year, as an owner of the co-op, you get a rebate based on that. So it's totally different than capitalism, getting dividends on your investment. It's based not on how much money you invest, but how much you use the services.
Uh-huh. And then you get like a rebate on it.
You get like a rebate on it at the end of the year. So last year, we sent $93,000 back to the community.
And you don't have to be a member to shop there.
Absolutely. And you can join anytime. Sometimes people think it's like an annual fee kind of thing, but it's just you buy a share, a one-time thing.
Natasha Latour, you're the marketing manager there. The other thing that River Valley is really great at doing, not apart from just sourcing 30% of things from local and from local farmers, is highlighting local products here that have a hard time getting in shelf spaces at the big supermarket chains. Can you talk about a couple of those products that you think are particularly fun and interesting and have been successes at River Valley?
One of my favorite products that we have is the Mi Tierra corn tortillas.
Mm.
We've done so much work with Mi Tierra and with Michael Doctor, who we love. We try to get as much local product in the store as we possibly can.
Have you ever tasted Chateau Latour, one of the five first growth Bordeaux's, Natasha Latour?
I have.
Oh, nice. You are one of the few and the very lucky. The other exciting thing with this growth that you've seen, despite the economy, it means that you may be able to further the mission of River Valley Co-op and open another store.
Yes. So We use about every square inch we can find in the building that we've got and our parking lot. So we have started to look for a second location, and ideally within 2 to 3 years, we'll be operating two stores. So we're starting to.
Do you have any idea where that might be?
That? I do have some ideas, but I can't talk about them. But nice try.
What if you blink once? If it's downtown Northampton, blink twice if it's in Amherst.
She's putting her hands over her eyes.
It's a good thing this is radio.
So I
got it. And I just want to continue to shamelessly tell your accolades and say that Cancer Connection Camp Out 8 or 9, it looked dismal. It looked like we were like $10,000 away from our goal and that I was going to have to stay all day and maybe into the next night. And one of the people that worked with the Cancer Connection, who sadly has passed away but had such a delightful heart, said, if you put the word out there that you need a match, somebody's going to take up that match and they're going to spring you from this lawn. I put the word out there. Rochelle heard the word. River Valley Co-op put that match up there, and the community immediately banded around that match and sprung us from the lawn. So this is the whole thing. This community-owned store that helps support the farmers, that then has the money to go and put money towards the Cancer Connection, which helps the people with cancer. And I do believe in the midst of that, I promised you my firstborn child. So
yeah, you did. I'm still waiting on that.
He is going to be 12 in December, so you've got 6 more years to save up for him to go to college. Rochelle Brunty is the general manager of River Valley Co-op, and Natasha Latour, who is the marketing manager, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.